Vested interests are, don't you know, a big factor in U.S. politics, and there are a few folks in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia with some serious vested interests in what happens here in America, and I mean that literally. The campaigns that monopolized our lives for the past 18 months, they've given these Macedonians jobs, generating and circulating false news and getting them advertising dollars. BuzzFeed News has been digging into this, and I'm joined now by BuzzFeed's Craig Silverman. So tell us how this all works, Craig.
So there's a fairly large group of young people in Macedonia who for a long time have been running kind of dubious on the edges websites about different topics, whether it's health or other things. And at some point early in 2016, they started to realize that there was a lot of traffic to be had and money to be earned by running websites that were about U.S. politics, and in particular, very pro-Trump websites. So we found roughly about 140 U.S. politics websites that had been registered in one small town in Macedonia.
Wow. Give us an example of a story, Craig, that they put out that got a lot of attention.
The biggest hit for a Macedonian site that we saw was a false quote from Hillary Clinton. And so they had a story. It's gotten over 480,000 shares, reactions, and comments on Facebook. And the quote was that Hillary Clinton said in 2013 she would like to see people like Donald Trump run for office. She never said that. And that was, up until Election Day, their biggest hit.
So, I mean, how do you actually get a cut of dollars from 400,000 views on Facebook? How are these kids getting this money?
So Facebook is the engine that drives the traffic. They're not really earning money directly from Facebook. What they need is people on Facebook to read these stories, to click on them, to share them. And that sends traffic back to the website. And on their website, typically they were running Google AdSense, which is, you know, the dominant digital ad network out there. And so the more people who came to their site, the more people who viewed those pages, the more money that they would earn at the end of every month.
So how much could a kid in a Macedonian village make for, you know, a story on a fake Hillary Clinton quote going viral?
You know, a story like that may have earned somebody a few thousand dollars, but that's, you know, in the span of a few days. So that's actually pretty good when you think about it, and especially for the economy in Macedonia. And the people I spoke to who are running these sites, they all pointed to the fact that the economy is not great. This is a way to earn a little bit of extra money. And so some of them are certainly earning thousands of dollars a month. And I think the ones who got in on this very early, in early 2016, have maybe had months where they were doing, you know, more than $10,000.
Well, as you know, Google and Facebook both say they're now looking at ways to stop this kind of thing, especially the fake stories. But can they?
It's a difficult problem, and I don't think they can ever stop fake content on the internet. You know, there have always been hoaxes. People have always put this stuff out there. There are always going to be false claims and false stories that circulate. But I do also think that there's more for them to do. And Google announcing that it would start removing fake news websites from its AdSense program is a big thing, because that economic motivator is a big thing, whether you're in Macedonia or in the United States.
Well, as much as Americans may have a problem with these Macedonian kids, they're kind of genius making money off American gullibility. What's next for these kids?
Well, look, we found a lot of sites being run by folks in this particular town. You know, the Trump stuff seems to be the flavor of 2016 for them. But there are a lot of sites about, you know, motorcycles, and there are a lot of sites about health. And I think they're just constantly looking to see what English language internet users are going to spend a lot of time clicking on and looking at. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there are entirely new waves of different kinds of sites as we get into the end of this year and into next year.
Craig Silverman with BuzzFeed News. Thanks very much for this.
Thank you.